Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is why we need video, so we can show us bouncing around the room, like pounding our chest. Why would you name your band?
Well, there's a story about that.
Does it matter? I guess it does. Go ahead, tell the story.
Apparently, one of the Gallagher brothers said in an interview that Oasis were the Beatles and the Stones, and that Blur were the Monkees.
That's pretty funny.
So, Monkees, Gorillaz.
Was he pissed about it?
I think he's trying to do the same thing that Daft Punk did. Their first band got that bad review where they called them a Daft Punky noise.
They run with it.
Oh, you can't make fun of me. I'll make fun of myself. And then the Monkees, that's obviously misspelled in the band name, and Gorillaz is misspelled. So it's a pretty clear.
I mean, I don't know about you, but it made me laugh. On the inside, I'm really laughing really hard.
I'm not.
Really? This is like just the funniest thing to me. It's just so funny.
This is a joke that's not funny, is the situation.
This is the literal opposite of funny.
The whole thing is a joke. It started as a joke, and it's been a joke the entire time, but everyone keeps taking it seriously.
Do you think people that love the Gorillaz know that it's a joke and they're just playing along, or do you think they are just not bright enough to get the fact that it's a joke?
You and I talked about this a little bit. We stumbled on some fan communities online.
I wish I didn't.
I would say there's no question this band's fans are not taking it as a joke.
That's true. I did find a entire website seemingly dedicated to the backstory of each individual character. Now, mind you, this was on like fanart.com or something like that. So this was fan made. In my head, I was like, okay, well, maybe he copied and pasted it from somewhere. But then I was like, no, I think this person took the time to write out this multi-page backstory for each character for a idea that spurred from a joke.
We keep saying that. We should probably say that Damon of Blur and his friend Jamie, who's a cartoonist, they're watching MTV and making fun of the cartoonish nature of pop culture. And, you know, a light bulb went off. What about an actual cartoon band?
Do you think that just were they on LSD or something? And they were just like, I have an idea. No, I have an idea. Oh my God, we have the same idea. Because it's just two dudes. One dude makes the art, the visual art, and one dude makes the music.
Yeah.
And then they create characters.
Well, this is the problem. And this is why this is just a total failure for me, is because this is what always happens with joke bands or joke music projects, is it ends up becoming the thing that it's making fun of. You can't, it's like Rage Against the Machine. You can't become successful at raging against the machine without becoming the machine.
Yeah.
Are you raging against yourself now? Of course you're not. You're just becoming the thing that you...
Are you saying that he's become an actual gorilla?
Yes.
That's incredible.
He has regressed in the evolutionary.
He now walks out on stage and jumps around. Side note, he could possibly be doing that. Because for the longest time, when the band played, the screen was in front of the band. That was like a thing for a while, wasn't it? So you couldn't even see the band.
Yep.
And that slowly changed to behind the band. And now I think he just plays or something. It's really weird.
This started to make fun of the brain dead aspect of pop culture. You can't make fun of brain dead pop music by making brain dead pop music. There's nothing that...
You eventually become.
Yeah. What are you doing? This is just bad.
Yeah. They've definitely crossed into that deeply in the brain dead music category.
It is just one guy, Damon from Blur.
Maybe that's the problem.
It's always the problem.
To one dude that just keeps going back to the same well.
Damon and his friend who draws everything.
Yeah, but he doesn't ask him to write the songs.
No, not at all.
Do you think the visual art sucks? To me, it's just unoriginal. I think the visual art is just kind of boring anime looking bullshit.
It reminds me of Powerpuff Girls.
Pokemon.
Pokemon for sure. Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell. Naming animes I know. I think that was all I know.
That's it.
I think literally that's everyone I know.
Well, thank you for establishing credibility with the weeaboo crowd for us.
What's up, guys? I'm here for you.
50 Cent actually got pissed about what you were just talking about because Gorillaz got nominated for some Best New Artist Award. And this is obviously when they first came out and they were still doing just the We're a Cartoon Band. I think that Gorillaz didn't know whether or not they were going to win that award, but they had to make a video regardless. So they had to just spend money animating all this stuff on the chance that they might win an award or whatever. And then they did not win, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that video?
50 Cent got really pissed because, I mean, he's like, how are you going to give a fucking award to something that's not even a real thing right. over actual artists who are 50 is out there sweating his ass off every time he performs and the Gorillaz get to send a videotape.
I think he was just probably saying what a lot of other people were thinking.
There were a lot of people. Yeah,
he is. I think I follow on Instagram, which is actually pretty hilarious to this day. He does not give a fuck.
No.
He will absolutely speak his mind. So more than likely, a whole bunch of people around him were probably saying the same shit. He was just the one that was willing to go on camera and say, this is fucking bullshit.
I remember at the time, there were a lot of people who spoke out against the very nature of this. I was one of them. And because it's really true. It's the same thing with Daft Punk. At a Daft Punk concert, you have no way of really knowing who's in those helmets. If you go to a Gorillaz show, they could be behind the screen, like kick back in Lazy Boys.
Could literally just be playing the CD.
They might not even be there. Yeah, I don't get it. This is not my jam. This is not my shit, you know?
I feel like we talk about this very often in this podcast, which is if you rely on production, which I think you could argue that the visual, if you rely on that completely as a band, then are you even really a band? You're just some sort of like run-amok college art project that all of a sudden people want to fucking watch and listen to. This band doesn't exist without the production.
Exactly. Well, imagine a band of humans putting this music out. No one would ever care.
Anybody listening to this podcast right now going, and that's not even true. Yes, it is fucking true. You wouldn't give a shit about this band if it wasn't.
The characters and the story and all. It's not what real bands don't have to do this shit.
Somebody's like screaming into the air right now, but you don't understand what R2-D2 or whatever the guy's fucking name is.
They're probably not allowed to scream in their parents' house.
Oh, well, guys, maybe you can scream into your pillow.
So here's a question. Is this trip hop?
I don't know. It's a lot of things, according to Wikipedia. It's 10 different titles of what the music was.
I hear it get called trip hop a lot. And whenever that word comes up, I don't think I'm out of the ordinary in automatically thinking of Portishead. You hardly hear anyone talk about Portishead anymore.
That ship has sailed for sure. Yeah, very. Don't remember the last time someone said the word Portishead. Have you listened to Portishead to me?
But they're a lot better than Gorillaz.
That's not even the same page.
Gorillaz just sounds like bad Moby.
To me, it sounds like you're like 13 or 14 and you have some, you have no friends because you're just you. And you're like, I want to be in a band like Radiohead. And so you make your first shitty demo that you really was never meant to be anything. Only it turned into a band, especially the new record, that Humans record.
Oh, it ain't good.
No, there's a bunch of songs on there to me that just sound like a really boring attempt at being Radiohead.
You and I are old enough to remember when Gorillaz came out.
I remember.
Their first single was Clint Eastwood. That's the one where he sings like someone is forcing him to
be
there.
It sounds like an absolute joke song. And if you disagree, you're an idiot. Come on. That sounds like a joke.
I'm happy.
Feeling high. I'm so high. I can't believe anybody takes it serious.
I would have to look up how old I was when I came out, but I was in my teens for sure. And I remember thinking, this is very bad music, you know, and it got so huge.
It was absolutely one of those things I did not understand why it got so big. It was one of those things where you would expect it to be kind of like a couple of people would go, that's cool, but maybe you listen to it once. Why would you continue to listen to that song? Who said to themselves, I can't wait to listen to that song, Clint Eastwood, 5 times today?
It's so stupid.
You're so sad.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien is the rapper on that song.
I don't care. What do we got, a little fucking Steely Dan action here that's just all put together bullshit?
He said that he wrote his parts to the song after reading a book about how to write a hit song. That book must be good.
Yeah, no shit. Is there one of those books for a podcast?
Yeah.
I need to read it.
Oh, I got to write it first.
You're going to write it? Sweet.
The chorus of the song, if you could call it a chorus or a song, the vocals that Mark's already been making fun of, it makes me angry as soon as I hear it. And it always has.
That's sunshine.
Yeah, what the fuck?
In a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. It's so bad.
Nobody sings like that. No. Nobody's voice. He doesn't even sing like that. This guy has a career in an entire other band, and he doesn't sing that way.
And what's weird is Blur is not that bad. It doesn't sound anything like this.
I'm leaving you on your own on
Blur. That makes me happy.
But nobody ever would, quote unquote, sing this way unless they were trying to give a certain kind of voice to a cartoon character. It's cartoon singing, which is the fundamental flaw of this entire thing, that this is the Monkees.
Right.
This is Jim and the Holograms. This is Josie and the Pussycats. And it's okay to like this shit when you're 12, but if it stays with you through puberty, then something didn't happen the way that it was supposed to happen with you.
If you're 12 years old listening to this podcast.
First of all, fucking fire your parents if you're 12 years old and listening to this podcast. Please call child services because your parents do not know how to raise you if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, we say the F word too many times. If you're 12, cover your ears. Now that we've sold a bunch of shirts, maybe people will start responding to them wearing our shirt.
We get tagged in posts all the time, I see.
Yeah, if you get a shirt.
At yfbspod.com. I want to hear the stories.
Oh, I definitely want to hear some stories.
I bet it's a lot of people laughing at the shirt. I bet when you're walking around in a shirt that says your favorite band sucks on it, you get a lot of people who aren't dumb as fuck going, that shirt's funny.
I hope. It's a great conversation starter or ender. If you're a single person and you're someone that goes on dates, you should buy a shirt and wear it on a date.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great litmus test. Figure out right away, oh, this person I'm going on this date with's favorite band is Weezer. Text your friend, hey, can you call me in a minute and tell me that you really need my help?
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, I'm serious. I actually would have no problem with it with a child listening to the Gorillaz because it's kind of kids' music. You sit in your bunk and read a comic book or something like that, and this is a jam you listen to.
Well, the subject matter a lot of the time is not kids' music with the Gorillaz, which is the thing. So this is cartoons for adults, and I pretty much hate all cartoons for adults. Like, I'm not in that.
I know, we've covered this because I think I've referenced Rick and Morty a few times, and you're like, what the fuck is that?
I know what it is.
What?
I know what it is.
But you don't watch it. That's
I didn't
what I'm
say
saying.
What the fuck is that?
Well, yeah. But you didn't know the reference. That's my point.
That is your point.
Point me.
Point Mark. As we've said, I pretty much hate all adult cartoon stuff. But also, there's a massive difference between watching the cartoon show Metalocalypse and listening to a Death Clock album. There's a massive difference there.
There's a couple good songs. I don't care what you say. Anyways, what I was going to say about it was the differences, I think, with Death Clock is an easy example, is people just take that lightheartedly and have fun with it versus the Gorillaz who have subreddits and people that dissect every song. Death Clock fans don't dissect songs.
Are you sure?
Well, maybe they do, but most of them probably watch the show stoned and laugh. Gorillaz fans think that this is like some fucking Picasso shit. This is high art, deep. I'm going to break down the lyrics of every song and write a blog about every song on the whole fucking record.
But that's stupid because we just said all the funky Homo sapien. I mean, he just wrote a bunch of lyrics just based on, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. People just take it way too seriously. I mean, it would be like if you rode around listening to Disney soundtracks in your car.
I take my love for Limp Bizkit very seriously. I'm very serious about how much I think Limp Bizkit is ass-kicking great music. But I don't look at the cover of Chocolate Starfish and give each one of those little turd alien things a backstory.
Right.
Like if I saw the album cover, I wouldn't go, oh, that's George. George and Cindy, who's the one on the other side. Yeah, they dated for a while and they had a kid. You know, I wouldn't do that. Yet Gorillaz fans sit there and make up fucking stories for members of a fake band. And thinking the whole time that they're doing the world a service.
The other thing is that there are plots. It's not like they're making this stuff up out of nowhere. It's presented to them on purpose for them to do that.
But here's the thing. What I've run into with this band's fans is they don't differentiate. I know that there's on the newer record, Humans, at the time this was the newest record, there's 8,000 people on the record, whatever. It seems like when I read about it, though, they don't differentiate it. It's just the gorillas. Everyone gets their own cartoon character. Oh, you want to be in the gorillas? Cool. We'll draw you a cartoon character.
There are members of the gorillas. There are these cartoon characters. The album covers show four different characters. I think a lot of people think that there are people in this band, you know? I think that people think the cartoon is a cartoon version of a real person.
I did. It took me a while to actually figure out. Because I'm very familiar with all of Gorilla's songs, at least the hits. But not until it came time to record this podcast did I realize that that is not four different people in the band.
It's completely fabricated.
It's completely like, fake.
Yeah.
I legitimately thought that each represented a member of the band.
Like a human.
It does not. There is no human to support that fictional character.
Is this dumb entertainment or is it music that's supposed to be taken seriously? If it's dumb entertainment, which, you know, it obviously is, this isn't really even music, you know?
It's like a drawn out movie.
It's got music attached to it. It's using music to its own end. It's not a band.
This is an anime musical that's gone on for too long.
Well, and if people think that we're being assholes about this, this is exactly the same thing as all the cartoon bands, Josie and the Pussycats type stuff. That's all that this is, except people take it seriously as a legitimate musical project. What is it? Just is not.
Is this going to be like one of those things like where he's writing it as he goes? Because, okay, so he starts off, it's a joke thing. It takes off and now he feels obligated to keep it going. And the story rolling, it's kind of like Lost.
Yeah.
They didn't write the ending, so he just kind of just keeps this thing rolling. And at some point, people are going to realize that it was all just a waste of time.
I guarantee you this is the biggest money thing that he's done.
Oh, by far.
He would probably like to get away from it and be taken seriously as a fucking artist again and like put out Blur albums or solo albums or whatever. But it's the Billy Corgan Smashing Pumpkins situation. Smashing Pumpkins was always just Billy Corgan, but when he, well, it was always me the whole time. I'll just have a solo career. Nah, the fuck you won't, because your name doesn't mean what your brand name meant.
Right.
Same shit with this. Like, he can't walk away from Gorillaz because he's just walking away from money on the table. Also, here's another thing. When this first album came out, one of the things they did to promote it was have these fake Gorillaz characters show up in episodes of the Powerpuff Girls. So this is, it's not only that this is what this is, it's who they sold it to. It's who they marketed it to because they knew that this is all that it is. It's a fake fucking cartoon band, so they market it to adults who watch cartoons, not music fans. This is music for people who don't like music.
Yeah.
Straight up. Just like Moby is music for people who don't like music. If you wanted to pretend like you liked music when Moby Play was the hot thing, you would just walk into a store, look at the racks, buy what was ever in number one, buy what was ever in number two that might make you seem cool. And the Gorillaz is that.
Well, and if you liked comic books, you would look at the album artwork and go, oh, what's that? It would definitely catch the eye of people that were in that world for sure. Whether it be comics or anime, whatever, specifically if you watched Powerpuff Girls, you were buying this record. I say Powder? Powerpuff Girls.
Are you aware that there's a Gorillaz app where you can go into the house where the characters live and talk to them and hang out with them and shit?
I think we should just stop the podcast. I think we should stop doing this.
That's really creepy.
This is peak bullshit, dude.
That's pretty weird,
this
right?
This is peak bullshit. What band does that?
No band does that.
This is peak stupidity, man. I'm sorry. That's just dumb.
There's no difference between this and every other example of a fake TV show band throughout history that you would never be caught dead listening to. Like, no one would ever pump Josie and the Pussycats all day long in their car, you know? And
fuck no.
You wouldn't do it unless you were trying to be funny. No one seriously does that because it's crazy to do that, but everyone does it with the Gorillaz.
What if you said, what's your favorite band to someone and they said Jim and Holograms or something like that? Like, what would you do? It's got to exist. Somebody out there thinks the Jim and the Holograms are the best band.
Not for musical reasons. If they think that, it's for aesthetic reasons. It's because of the way that it looks. It's not for musical reasons.
What a fucking answer. What on fucking earth would your response be? That should be the same response as somebody saying the Gorillaz in my mind.
Yeah. I'm sure there's someone stupid who thinks anything that you can think of.
True.
This is kind of the problem that we're going to have in this conversation, though, is it's so difficult for me to even think of this as music. Like, I kind of can't. You know, it's hard to criticize it as music because that's not what it is. It wasn't made to express musical anything. It was made just to have music attached to it because it's a cartoon about a band.
It's background noise to a cartoon.
You can't have a cartoon about a band without the music that the cartoon band plays. That's all the music is.
It's basically just a movie soundtrack for an overdrawn anime film.
We might as well sit here and review the Mortal Kombat video game music because it's the same fucking thing.
Oh man, that's great though. Wait, are you talking about Mortal Kombat? Yeah.
Isn't that that?
You know, I have a Mortal Kombat machine in my house.
I thought you were going to say you had a Mortal Kombat tattoo.
No, I would get one though for sure.
Who's your favorite Mortal Kombat character?
Scorpion. It's the best character.
I think that's what everyone's favorite is, isn't it?
Fuck no. Everyone's favorite is probably Liu Kang or some bullshit.
Nuh-uh.
Huh? Dude, I guarantee it. My favorite character is Scorpion because he's the best. I thought for a second you were going to talk about the Mortal Kombat soundtrack, but you're not. You're talking about the actual noises in the video game. Not the Mortal Kombat movie soundtrack.
Yeah, I was. I was talking about the music.
Oh,
yeah.
The background music.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically what the Gorillaz is what you're saying.
It's music made for the same purpose, which is we need to have some music here. Another one is like Grand Theft Auto. Imagine there's a Grand Theft Auto mission where you needed to go into a nightclub and there was a band playing in the nightclub in the Grand Theft Auto mission. They're making the video game and someone's like, oh, shit. If we're going to show there being a band there, then there needs to be some music that the band is playing. Let's get Ricky in accounting to let his weird ass side project band that he's always trying to get us to go watch on the weekends.
Yeah.
Let's get Ricky in accounting to do the music for this part of the video game. And that's the same reason why the music for the Gorillaz was made. Because you can't have a cartoon band unless there is also music.
Yeah.
This didn't start with music. This started with an idea of a cartoon band. It wasn't like, oh, I was sitting around playing guitar and, you know, I just, the inspiration struck me and I was motivated to write all these songs. And then after I wrote them, I realized, this isn't really like human though. I think we're going to have to start a cartoon band to realize my artistic vision, you know? None of that is what happened here.
No.
None of that.
No.
This was cartoons, money. Oh, we should write some music.
Well, and the easiest thing to do here is, so if there's a story for all the characters that are the cartoon side, you know how this is not a band? Because if you remove the music, you could still have the visual part.
You could still
have a comic book with the story of those characters.
Yeah.
If you remove the comic book part, you don't have a band.
Correct.
No one listens to this. So this is not a band.
It's for that. I've never even sat down with the intention of pressing play on a Gorillaz album. Like, I'm not going to sit down and listen to an entire album. I hear the singles when they come out because they're giant singles almost every time. And it's always bad. I've never heard Gorillaz that's good, and I'm never gonna.
You don't want to listen to 26 tracks or some bullshit that is on the new record? Because they do that stupid fucking thing with skits and all that shit. It's so annoying.
I'm not doing that.
I can't even skip through it, dude. It's very difficult.
I don't think it's reasonable for anyone to expect fans of music to actually sit down and want to.
Oh, you know how else you know this isn't a band? They've only toured like 5 times, ever. Don't bands tour? Isn't that like a thing?
I've heard of it.
I feel like that's a normal thing.
Did you know that Gorillaz were explicitly named in a report about how their record label straight up bribed American radio stations in order to receive major airplay?
Good job. Thanks, guys. Great.
Gorillaz were specifically named in this report about payola, basically.
Yeah, pay to play.
Yeah. So that's how this became what it is. I'm fucking not listening to that. I don't have any respect for this. I'm not gonna, this is where I draw the line, man. This is 100% horseshit.
Yeah, if you like this, you're literally just listening to a band that was paid to be played in your ear so much that you actually thought it was good. Because at the time this came out, people still listen to the radio a lot. They got their money worth.
I can't imagine that this lasts much longer, though.
Why? They run out of ink?
That's good.
Do you think people drive around listening to the Dragon Ball Z soundtrack?
There was a 6-year gap between the 2011 album and the 2017 album. A lot of their fans hate that 2017 album, by the way. You brought it up
humans.
A couple of times. Yeah, a lot of people don't like that.
Not well received.
Because every song has big time guests on it. It's all over the place. Gorillaz fans are like, it's not a Gorillaz album. Well, I don't know why, because there's nothing different about it. Every Gorillaz album is Damon plus whoever's being paid to be there.
It's just this time people getting paid are bigger names.
And there's more of them.
Right.
But then what happened is he realized he's got an entire album full of guest spots. He can't take all those guests on tour. So then he's rushing back into the studio to come up with another album that doesn't have all these guests on it, you know?
Those years to put out a new record. And then it's going to be followed up 1 year later with a whole new record.
The Now, which will probably be out by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, you guys are super amped to listen to that.
I mean, isn't that what you want to hear your favorite band say, is we're trying to hurry up and make an album so we have new material to play on all the festival have booked?
Huge payday festival.
God, this new album's going to be so good.
They were smart. What they would have done is just put this, so the video that I saw, the newer video of him playing it live, it was him with the screen maybe way in the back or whatever, it was minimized. They should have just gone back to the old school of just dropping the screen in front of the entire thing and then giving the guest person their own character or something. That would have solved the problem.
I don't know.
And I don't think Gorillaz fans would have given one shit.
I certainly don't give a shit.
They're probably like, the bigger the video screen, the better.
The lead single's already out. We just listened to some of it.
We did.
It's terrible. It's with Jack Black running around in the video.
If you go from Clint Eastwood to this, it's a really weird progression into from I'm happy, feeling sad, to what sounds like to me is like a dance album, like a
Bad Moby.
Yeah, exactly. Like something you would go to a shitty nightclub and they'd be playing like at double speed, dropping in air horn sounds or something.
I don't hear anything going on in that new song. There's not like even really much of a melody.
No, it sounds like a shitty techno song for real. There's not like I guess maybe I need to listen to it again. Not really. I don't want to.
If they put out a whole album of that, I've got to assume that it tanks. I mean, this shit's got to be about over.
Maybe their fans are growing up. By the time we put this episode out, they may not even have any fans. This could be the lowest listened to episode of the entire Your Favorite Band Sucks catalog.
I doubt it. I think they got a lot of big fans right now still. But you don't put out an album that's great and people love it and then put out another album within a year. That's not what happens.
No.
Only get an album out that fast if you fucked up.
Yes.
And you know you fucked up.
You're trying to save it.
I don't know why they fucked up, if it's just the guest spot thing or if sales weren't where they were supposed to be or it didn't do good at radio after they got caught bribing fucking DJs and they can't do that anymore. I don't know.
Payola went away and now they're like, shit, how are we going to get people to pull us into the band?
Make another album.
All our fans are growing up. Don't listen to this anime bullshit anymore. A whole bunch of people bought that sweet Converse shoe. It was like a crossover between Gorillaz and then the commercial, I think, right? It had Outkast, Andre 3000 from Outkast, and Queefeater from LCD Sound System.
Queefeater.
I don't know his name.
James Murphy.
It was like a commercial, and I don't know how long the commercial was. My guess is 30 seconds to a minute. But on the website, you could go listen to a 13-minute version of the song
that they made for the commercial.
Why on earth would anybody listen to a 13-minute song from the Gorillaz of all fucking bands? I would listen to a 13-minute Enya song. Fuck yeah, of course. But I'm not listening to a fucking 13-minute Gorillaz song. And I don't care if Andre 3 million whatever is on there, or again, Captain Queefeater is on there. I don't care. It sucks either way.
It's a very bad song. For reasons that would be
13 minutes. It could be the best song in the world. It's 13 minutes long. I'm not going to listen to it. Did you listen to the whole song?
Fuck no, man.
I was going to say, you ruined 13 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
There's no way I listen to that whole thing. By the time this episode comes out, we'll be 3 for 3 with having done episodes on these bands. LCD Sound System episode's already out. The Outkast episode's already out. And now this. So you should know how low our expectations are for this collaboration. But it's what happens. Again, this is what happens when people who are not fans of music are put in charge of making decisions that music fans should be making. Some asshole in a suit at Converse is like, oh, let's get the biggest bands to collaborate on something. It'll be 3 times as good. No, dude, because you pick people who aren't good at music because they don't even like music.
Yeah.
James Murphy has said the world doesn't need any more music. Andre 3000 wants to be a fucking actor. And this asshole started the Gorillaz.
You know, I think the best thing to sum up this entire thing is, if your favorite band is Outkast, your favorite band sucks. If your favorite band is LCD Sound System, your favorite band sucks. And if your favorite band is the Gorillaz,
your favorite band sucks.
You are welcome for listening to another primal episode of Your Favorite Band Sucks.
It feels like there's more stuff I have to tell you about every time I do this, but you can follow the podcast at YFBSpod, most places that make sense. You may have to search Your Favorite Band Sucks on Facebook. It's worth following us and seeing all the dumb things people say on our posts. If this is your first time listening, you will want to subscribe to the show. In one of the outros a while back, I said I thought we may have had an episode or two sitting in the can from our old recording setup. This is, I'm pretty sure, the final episode recorded at our old location. If anyone had any issues with the sound quality or anything like that, it's probably because this was the last of our old episodes. From now on, the production quality of the show should be pretty consistent. We like to run experiments here at the show. We are trying to figure out how to incorporate video to the recording of our main episodes. We already have a YouTube channel set up. Some people are hearing this on YouTube, believe it or not. We have a lot of people who listen to the show in YouTube uploads. So we're going to try to make video for the YouTube subscribers. We're always going to be trying new shit. I've even got another experiment in mind for a more interesting way to announce what the next band is going to be. Normally, I've been announcing at the end of our main episodes what band you are going to hear us talk about in the next episode. I'm not going to do that this week. Those of you who are subscribed to the show, you will find out ahead of the next episode.